This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk, and thank you for you being on the radio. We thank Rob Center, our fabulous producer, for being himself. Always appreciated. In the studio with us now, we have Jody Auker. She is back, retired from the U.S. military. It's probably embarrassing. How many times have I asked you your retiring rank?
I was a colonel in the United States Air Force.
I think I'd remember that. Okay. Yeah, well, salute, and again, thank you for your service. She's a Sunbury resident, former Sunbury City Administrator. I always list her in my notes as a founder of the Sunbury Community Partnership Forum. Would it be more accurate to say the founder of that?
I would say it was a group effort.
Okay, and that's the group that my bad memory envisions you and a lot of the great leaders around here pulling together after Sunbury Community Hospital building became vacant, trying to figure out how to utilize it, repurpose it, get it going. Is that the right timeline?
That's pretty much the right timeline, although we were also looking at the city's comprehensive plan. We started working with the Department of Community and Economic Development, kind of pulling in key stakeholders and leaders in the community to start collaborating, discussing. Cross-communication was really important, and we found areas in which we could collaborate and therefore, you know, kind of be more efficient at getting things done.
Well, I think the city has been great at that. I know while you were administrator, you set the tone for that. Some of that has continued. This idea of find people with great skills, connections, contacts, effort, time, money, whatever it is, make sure they're all in the same room when it comes time to pushing the city forward.
Yeah, I think that's really, really important because I don't think that you hear a lot of the candidates talking about we want to move Sunbury forward, we want to build Sunbury better, or whatever the catch line is. But the thing is, I don't think it's the city alone that has the responsibility for community and economic development. Having those partnerships and being in step with organizations like Sunbury's Revitalization, collaborating with United Way, other foundations and non-governmental organizations in the community is how you get more energy working together so that you can approach problems and identify issues that you can work on together.
All right, and I think this is one of the things. We're only going to talk about two things today. We got about another 8 minutes to do it. One is vision, and that has to do with seeing where the city can go. But the other one is, you described it in your own notes, good governance. So tell me about, as mayor, and I haven't even said you're an independent candidate for Sunbury mayor, and that's why you are here today. The election's coming up, and independent candidate for Sunbury mayor, and that election just a little bit less than 2 weeks away, believe it or don't. But, maybe introduce yourself as an independent candidate for mayor. I don't even know what an independent is, so you can describe that, and then tell us about this vision and good government.
Right. Yeah, I really want to make clear what it means to be an independent. I have always been registered as an independent voter. That means I'm not affiliated with any party, not Republican, Democrat, or Libertarian, but it's because it's more important to me to look at each candidate, no matter which party they're affiliated with, and understand their values, their character, what they're bringing to the office that they're seeking. And so I've, in my past, voted for any, you know, candidates from any party, all of those parties. And so I feel like people need to know that if you're a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian or a non-affiliated independent like me, you can support me if you agree with what I'm bringing.
Did you ever change political party to Republican or Democrat or something else so you could support a particular candidate in a primary?
No. And see, that is the catch about being independent, is that I don't vote in primaries, but the specific political parties choose their candidate to run. And I'm okay with that. Rather than sign on to a party, for instance, when I first announced that I would run for mayor, there were some that suggested that I affiliate with a party to better my chances of winning the election. And that's not true to my values. And so no, I'm not going to do that. I am who I am, and I'm presenting myself for consideration of the voter.
Well, since you've worked as city administrator and you're involved in a wide range of community and volunteer activities, the semi-sesquicentennial, and just to name one out of a half a dozen, you're kind of out there. Nobody says who's Jody anymore, right?
Well, yeah, I think it comes from maybe an overdeveloped sense of service. That is one of my values. I really feel that I'm not very happy if I'm not working towards something bigger than myself and helping to improve the community where I live. And that's another one of the major reasons why got involved as a city administrator and continue to want to be involved in running for mayor.
Well, thank heaven for that. We need a lot of you. We do have some great doers and pushers out there. We'd love to have more of you. But let's start out with the good governance. Define that and explain that's what the new mayor in Sunbury is going to be doing.
Right. So, like I said, there's been a lot of talk about community and economic development, and I think we all can agree that we want there to be more prosperity in Sunbury. But the role of the city government is to provide, its most important role is to provide good governance, and that means having the right ordinances and enforcement and all of that in place that is supportive of community and economic growth. We want to make sure that the city services themselves are efficient and that they provide the best value for the tax dollars. And I think that, that goes into budgeting. So I want to make sure that the city council is considering what are the priorities that we want to accomplish as a city, and then what is the government role in supporting that, and then applying the appropriating funds to accomplish those priorities. So the budget has fixed costs, and it has, that's like you have to pay your bills, you have to pay your personnel, their benefits and wages. Those become fixed costs, and those are must-pay bills forevermore in the future. And so that, then the rest is discretionary. So what the city's position is right now is our revenues have remained pretty steady and level with our costs, fixed costs, going up. There will come a time when those two lines meet and then cross. If they cross, then we were operating in a deficit. And as those two lines come together, you end up with less and less discretionary money to put toward priorities that you want to see that go toward, say, community and economic development. And things like maintenance of buildings, infrastructure. So I think that the city really needs to take a look at how they're doing their budgeting, identifying what those fixed costs are, and then projecting them out. So if they're making a decision at the budget this year, they need to be able to project out how that's going to play out in the next 5 years. So you could make a decision today on wages and then find out that within 3 years you're not going to be able to sustain it. And you're going to have to take some action to correct that. And so I just think that we could be more deliberate in our budgeting.
Okay, so how would you do that as mayor? How do you envision the budget sequence? Let's say 3 years, is that what you're thinking? Or 4 years, that's a term of mayor?
Well, through the STAMP program, the Strategic Management Planning Program that the city participated in through a grant through the Department of Community and Economic Development, the city received a deep dive assessment of our financial health. And at the end of that report, we're given some recommendations. And with that, we're given a tool. So they're able to plug our budget numbers into that tool. And you can set some of the variables, like what you expect inflation to be, what you expect your health insurance costs will rise by 8% every year. You can kind of plug those. It's being optimistic. You can plug those in and see what the effects are down the road and see if you can make any adjustments now to keep yourself in better financial health in the future.
So you'd use that tool.
I would like to use that tool, yes.
Right, so that's part of good governance. You know, I think that's a great observation you make, that whenever we talk to candidates and so on and people running for city, we always talk about the years ahead and hope and vision and what I'd like to do, and maybe, you know, Lawrence's worthless pipe dream for this or that in the city. But you're talking about just day-to-day action. Are you going to be at City Hall every day? You know, we've had some mayors that did that.
Right, yeah. So because I'm a retired person, I can be there at City Hall every day, and I do plan to work full-time as the mayor.
Okay.
And I want to make sure that people understand there's the expenditures part, the budgeting, that part of the budgeting. And the city does have a role and an interest in, of course, the economic development, because through that, we would see increased revenue that would help our budget. So there's two approaches to solving what could be a budget crisis in the future, and that is controlling costs and also looking for additional revenue, which is not in the form of tax increases.
All right. And have you advised City Hall you're going to be there every day?
I'm going to be there every day.
You're not going to be able to store boxes in your office anymore. Things along that line. Okay. Jody Aucker's here, candidate for Sunbury City Mayor. Believe it or don't, our time is just about up. We did not talk much about vision, but you've already emphasized collaboration is crucial. 2 minutes left. You can talk about the things that you think are important right now.
Well, I think when you look at the role of government, let's look at the role of the mayor specifically. A lot of times people focus primarily on supervision of the police, and I think I'm in a good position to have that good supervisory relationship with the police department because of my military background. I want to, you know, find out where the actual problems are and then develop strategies to address those priorities and then measure exactly what effect we're having. But the other role of the mayor is public affairs, and that's that communication with the public. That's the responsibility of that office. And so I would like to improve communication with the residents, and I'm planning to do that. You know, the mayor gets a salary of $4,000 a year. I plan to give that back to the city and put it into a fund in which I can look at ways to improve communication, such as bringing back a newsletter once, twice a year, hopefully, so that citizens can be informed.
Where can I get more information about Aucker for Mayor?
I have a website. It's aucker4mayor.com, all spelled out. I also have a Facebook page, also Aucker for Mayor.
O-C-K-E-R.
O-C-K-E-R, correct. There are the spellings.
All right. Well, fabulous. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, aucker4mayor.com is the website. Talks on the website, integrity, service, leadership, experience, and more. So we found out we got a glimpse of the more. Good luck in the election. Thank you so much for coming up.
Thank you.